Make no apologies to supersize your business. Sorry, not sorry. Sharon Hornellstrom here. And our idiom, our confidence-related idiom and expression today to coincide with the annual challenge is make no apologies. Now, this idiom, this expression has been around since about the 15th century. And it means, of course, to offer no defense or excuse or admission of fault for something. It means that what you've done, you don't think there's anything wrong with. You think it's perfectly okay and acceptable, and that you believe your actions are correct, that you've done the right thing. Now, of course, that's always subject to opinion, because when we do something that we think is right, but there's going to always be other people that think it's wrong. If you've ever been on social media, you know what I'm talking about. You make a comment on a post, and you get all kinds of flack and feedback and disagreement and differences of opinions, because people all want to share their opinion. We all want to talk and share our opinion. So we take a lot of flack for our things that are just personal to us, right? Our beliefs, our thoughts, our core values. We each get a unique set of those, and that forms our reality and forms how we show up in the world. And I think that we should be unapologetically ourselves, right? We should show up in business and in life as who we are, and not make apologies for that, because we're all different. We're all unique. We're all special in different ways. We have strengths and improvement areas, or weaknesses, like most people like to call them. Every single human being on the planet, it's part of what makes us human, is that we are not perfect. There's no perfect human being, right? At least I've yet to meet a perfect human being. All of us have things that we love about ourselves, things that we don't like about ourselves so much. Things that other people love about us might even be things that we don't like about ourselves, but other people love about us. That's what makes the world a fascinating and marvelous place. So I got to thinking about this topic today, and actually picked it out yesterday, and I was having a conversation with my daughter, and I said, sorry about something. And she looked at me and she said, you totally aren't. You are not sorry. And it totally hit home about this idiom and how often many of us apologize for things that we really shouldn't apologize for. I was letting my granddaughter play in a cupboard with plastic water bottles and the lids. And I put the stuff in there to keep her, because the cupboard lock is not working, and so to keep her away from vases and glass things and other things that she really shouldn't be playing in, because it's dangerous. And so I had intentionally put those there, and knowing that she would open the cupboard and probably play with them. Well, it frustrated my daughter yesterday when she was watching her, because all she did was take those out and play with them and get them dirty, and so she felt like she had to wash them all the time. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I put them there. And then she was absolutely right. I was not sorry I put them there. I had put them there for a specific reason, to protect her from the glass things and for her to play with. Yet we are so ingrained in apologizing for things that it's not really an apology type situation. I hope that makes sense. But it's interesting how many of these idioms and the things that they mean come up in our lives every day that we probably don't even notice. Now, when it comes to our customers, I say I make no apologies for building and growing and having businesses and supersizing those businesses. I think that entrepreneurs make the world a better place, and they're the only ones that really make the world a better place with the products and services and solutions they provide for people. You know, a lot of people think government saves everybody, but no, government just costs everybody. Government is just spending other people's money. And the struggle with that is there's no ownership. And there's a big difference between the business owner's mindset and ownership and responsibility, and politicians and government's ownership and responsibility. It's the difference between position power and actual real impact and influence in making the world a better place. So I guess I just shared my opinion on what I think about government versus business. And again, not all businesses, big businesses that don't have people's and their customers' best interest at heart are different than businesses that do. And that's why I love entrepreneurial people and working with them and small businesses. But making no apologies, meaning make no apologies for what you're growing and creating in the world, if it's truly to make the world a better place. But if you screw up or make a mistake, be very quick and fast to not only apologize, but to make it right. Some companies are great at apologizing, but then they never actually solve the problem. They're just like, oh, we're sorry, which is that whole empty, I'm sorry when I don't really mean I'm sorry because I don't think I did anything wrong, like I used yesterday on my daughter. So some people say sorry and it's truly not authentic and insincere. No, I was insincere. I was sincerely sorry for the inconvenience that my choice had caused her. But I wasn't sorry that I actually put the bottles there, which is what she assumed I was apologizing for. Anyway, when you do apologize, make sure it's from your heart and it's a sincere apology, and make sure you fix it. Trying to think of a situation that just happened. I think we have pizza. We got online order wrong pizza. And, you know, oh, we're sorry. You know, that doesn't fix the pizza. We still had the wrong pizza. So remember your customer's experience. Remember your customer service and your customer experience when it comes to apologizing and sorry and making things right. Because guess what? Just like all of us humans, every single one of our businesses screw up and make mistakes sometimes. And so don't ever act like it's the customer's fault and that your company couldn't possibly make a mistake, because that's like saying that you could never make a mistake. And I don't know about you, but most human beings I know pretty much make a mistake every day, at least one way or another. All right, that is our idiom today. I'd love to know your experience with it. Share in the comments below. And I'm gonna work on not saying I'm sorry as often as I do. I think they've done scientific studies and women say they're sorry so much more often than men, and it's really weird. It's just a cultural thing. All right, have an awesome day, and of course, see you tomorrow.